Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. The best advice I received as a mother of young children was this: say yes more than you say no to your children. It's a lesson that stayed with me long after our children left home because it applies to all relationships. The child psychologist that wrote that advice was trying to get at the spirit of no that we must guard against in parenting children with rigidity and closed-mindedness. He wanted us to soften by saying yes to the most important task of raising children with love, acceptance, and forgiveness. I remembered that today as I read the gospel reading. For Jesus, the master psychologist, is the perfect example of saying yes more than no. His mercy is his yes to us. The response of mercy is the prerequisite of living as God's child. You could say it's in our DNA as a beloved child of the Most High God, woefully dormant sometimes, but it is there. The heart of the good news of Jesus is this: God so loved the world that he gave. And the entirety of his giving to us is revealed in Jesus' actions and teachings. When we read the scriptures, we witness the if-then of saying yes to God as Jesus lived among us, giving practical insight into how to say yes more than we say no to our neighbor, our child, our spouse, our sibling, our friend, our coworker, or just acquaintances. Perhaps you grew up under the supposition of God as judge rather than of God as lover. That kind of thinking can tangle us in a briary patch that only the lover of our soul can rescue us from. Do you feel me? I think what hinders us is saying yes with mercy and acceptance to other is that we've deluded ourselves by believing that Jesus says no to us. And we transfer this thinking to our reactions to others. We so easily default to judgment in our thoughts, words, and actions that others can have a hard time seeing mercy and love in us. It's as though the word no is flashing with neon lights from our countenance. And the Lord desires to purge us of this sin. The remedy is the confession of the judgmental spirit we excuse in ourselves. But then we must allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in choosing to say yes to others as the Lord says yes to us. What makes me think that I can do otherwise? Remembering, for God so loved the world that he gave, is helping to remove the proverbial log in my eye as I live beside others in this life. This is how I've been praying that truth over my life. For Lois so loves God that she gives. Wow. That stops me in my tracks when judgment and condemnation begin to poison my thought life. It's hard work. But Christ is yoked with us as we plow through the weeds that entangle our thinking. Today's gospel reading happens to be one of the many come to Jesus readings that are helping me relearn the Lord as lover by unlearning the attitudes and actions I can accumulate in saying no to others through my judgmental thoughts and words. I invite you to pray with me the gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 6, verses 36 through 38. Lois, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Father, your forbearance and grace cannot be matched. It's beyond my comprehension. Help me to learn to extend my yes of love and acceptance of others. Holy Spirit, reveal all the thoughts I have that are contrary to love and purge them from my mind. Lois, stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Lord, you rub shoulders with anyone and everyone, even those that we would avoid if left to our own devices. You love, no matter the creed or ethnicity or sexual identity or state of existence, no matter their past, no matter their present, no matter their future. Holy Spirit, expand that mercy in me until I no longer see anyone as beneath me or above me. I love you so much that I give myself by accepting the other who is loved by you just as you love me. We together are your children. Lois, forgive and you will be forgiven. Savior and Redeemer, you love me so much that you forgive me. My sins and failings, my raw edges, my pride, my fear, my anger. I choose to love you so much that I desire to readily forgive others. I choose to love you so much that I extend grace rather than second-guessing judgment when I don't understand another's words or actions. I love you so much that I choose to look for you in the other's eyes. I choose to see your face looking back at me. I love you so much that I choose that my countenance says yes to everyone, everyone. Lois, give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. Oh, Father of all good gifts, you overwhelm me with your grace and mercy, your love, your joy, your peace. It's endless. Forgive me for putting limits on my love for others. You did not create me this way. Would you recreate generosity of spirit in me? I don't want to give while counting what it will cost me, because it already cost you everything to give me your love. I choose to love you so much that I may freely give love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, understanding, goodness, generosity, gentleness, and faithfulness to others. Lois, the measure with which you measure will be in return measured out to you. Holy Spirit of God, I'm ashamed at how quickly I measure others by impossible standards. Forgive the stingy thoughts that creep into my unguarded mind and heart. Train me to say yes to your love at the first hint of my withholding love from another. I love you so much that I give my thoughts, words, deeds to you without any measure. I love you so much that I choose to love deeply as you loved me, laying my life down in favor of the love you desire to give through me. I ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.